On this weekend's Inside Appalachia, we take a ride along the Hatfield and McCoy ATV Trail. It's an extensive trail system built out in a place where the job market has been hit hard by downturns in the coal industry. It's one way that the region is attempting to pump new life back into the economy, using a familiar Family Feud name and ATVs to draw people to the region. The Hatfield and McCoy ATV trail system has been up and running in southern West Virginia since the early 2000s, Emily Allen reports.
On a Thursday morning at the Devil Ants Hatfield gravesite in Logan County, most people wouldn't expect to find anything other than gravestones with the last name Hatfield. Renee Simons and Eric Hartchuk from Texas hop off their four-wheeler to check out a dignified statue of Devil Ants himself.
We got to Man, what's today, Thursday? Yeah. We got to Man Wednesday, and
they're here for more than just West Virginia history. Simon says they saw a sign for the gravesite while riding the nearby Hatfield-McCoy trail system. It's a network of wooded, mountainous routes for ATV riding in southern West Virginia.
Where's that?
It's in Texas, it's just mud. You know, there's no hills, there's nothing like up here, and the colors up here are so pretty.
The trails are run by the Hatfield-McCoy Regional Recreation Authority. The group's executive director, Jeffrey Lusk, says the group chose to use the Hatfield-McCoy name based on an infamous feud of the late 1800s between two regional families.
We've taken what was maybe otherwise looked as a negative, you know, one of the largest family feuds in the country, and turned it into a positive, turned it into, you know, the most successful all-terrain vehicle trail system in the eastern U.S.
According to Lusk, the state sold roughly 50,000 permits to use the trails last year. This year, he anticipates the state will have sold 55,000. 85% will be sold to out-of-state riders. This influx of tourists, many of whom don't know much about the state, could mean big bucks for southern communities that have traditionally relied on a waning coal industry. In 2014, a Marshall University study showed tourists coming to use the Hatfield-McCoy trails spent around $22 million on local businesses in 2013. Lusk expects the number will double when Marshall University completes a new economic impact study in 2020. Right now, there are trailheads open in five southern counties: Mercer, McDowell, Wyoming, Mingo, and Logan.
You have to have enough property to do it. You have to have willing landowners. You have to have all the pieces have to line up just perfect to get one of these open. Thusly why, you know, after 19 years, you only have 8 systems and not 19. You can't build one of these every year.
But opening a trailhead isn't the automatic key to success. Lusk says communities need to match his organization's investment with local lodging and business development. The city of Welch in McDowell County has recently set out to become the most ATV-friendly community in West Virginia.
It's not an industry that we ever suspected that we would have, but now it's here, and we need to better facilitate what's needed for these tourists.
That's Jason Grubb, the recently hired business development specialist for the city of Welch.
Anywhere you go in this area, there's not a weekend that you don't come to Welch that you don't see ATVs running all over the highways, all over the mountains, at every local restaurant, at every place you could imagine. A lot of people consider that they may be the salvation for southern West Virginia by way of tourism.
Grubb says Welch started on its journey about 2 years ago, when it passed an ordinance allowing ATVs on public roads. Many communities along the Hatfield-McCoy trails have done the same. Grubb says continued success relies on Welch connecting with its business community.
We need more restaurants here in order to facilitate places for them to eat, places for entertainment. We need more lodging in the area. It's something we've not had a lot of in the past. It used to in the 60s and 70s when coal was popular. There's a lot more lodging in the area. These days, there's not as much, but that's what we need more of in order to be able to accommodate the number of people that come in. It's a lot of residential areas, but not a lot of lodging for tourism.
Half an hour away in Pineville, Wyoming County, entrepreneurs left and right are opening cabins and homes to tourists with trail riding equipment. That includes Jill Hendricks. For the last 8.5 years, she's owned the Ole Jose Mexican Grill and Sports Bar. She estimates tourists make up more than half of her daily business during the 6 to 8 months when they're most active.
You know, as the riders were coming in, we just started being, realizing that there was such a need for lodging.
Hendrix has 3 houses, 2 of which are duplex models for visiting ATV riders in need of a place to stay. As a real estate agent, she says she has even sold a few vacation homes to out-of-staters.
We're probably, in our little county, we may be selling 4 or 5, maybe 6 a year, us personally.
Tourists have definitely helped buoy the local economy with their spending, but Hendrick says having outsiders come into these small towns can boost morale within the community.
Sometimes when you've lived in a place and been raised there, I think you become complacent, and also sometimes you can become a little negative. And then you see all these people coming in that are so positive, and then you start looking around and going, wait a minute, maybe it is a pretty cool place to live.
The Hatfield-McCoy Trails Regional Recreation Authority plans to open trailheads in 2 more southern counties this spring. Director Lusk says the authority is working to develop a second trail system spanning 5 more counties further north. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Emily Allen.
You can hear more stories about the Hatfield and McCoy Trail System and how the Hatfield and McCoy feud itself has a complicated history this Sunday on Inside Appalachia. We'll discuss how some descendants of the Hatfield and McCoy families are trying to take back that narrative and reclaim their identity. Listen to the show Sunday morning at 7 and again Sunday evening at 6 here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting.